I remember when I was living in Arizona before the Dominicans, I was kind of starting to discern whether or not I was going to become a priest. I remember having dinner with one of my friends, and my friend truly is spiritual but not religious. So he does pray, and he meditates, he has a concept of God, but he doesn't get the whole organized religion thing. So he was asking me a very legitimate question. He's like, why do you want to become a Catholic priest? So I thought about it, and I came up with a very deep, insightful, theological answer. I said to him, I don't know. I said, I just feel like God is kind of calling me to do this. Because here we are, we work together, and he's like, you're walking away from all this. I said, I just don't know. So then as I started to talk to Dominicans about, you know, Dominican vocation, they started to explain that they're the order of preachers. And I thought, well, at this time I was in corporate sales, so I like talking to people. I was given presentations. I talked to crowds as big as this one or bigger, you know, selling software and all kinds of other cool stuff. So I thought, okay, you know, maybe God was preparing me in this work I have to do something for him. Then the Dominican said, well, we have lots of Newman Centers, and the Newman Centers are the Catholic presence on state universities. So I walked away from the faith when I was in college, and I kind of came back to the faith in a college setting. So I thought, okay, well, maybe God wants me to evangelize college students so that they wouldn't kind of go down the path I went and stayed in the faith. I said, okay, all right, well, I think this is what God's calling me to do, and I ended up joining the Dominicans almost 20 years ago. Now, if you're going to evangelize, you have to have something to say. And as you know, as a Dominican parish, Dominicans, we take our intellectual formation seriously. So we start off with 2 years of philosophical training. We go all the way back to the pre-Socratics, all the way up to what's going on in Berkeley right now, looking at the Western philosophical tradition. And as I was taking these classes, it was great. I felt like part of my brain that I'd never used before all of a sudden woke up. It's like, hey, there's this thing called critical thought. I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. I can do this. So I really enjoyed, you know, syllogisms and informal fallacies and all those wonderful things that they teach us in philosophy. But giving a 20-something-year-old lots of philosophy has a downturn as well. You then think you know everything. You have a sort of a second teenager experience. Any teenager here? Deal with it. All right. So you think you know everything. So after 2 years, I thought I knew everything, and they said, you know, for your residency year, as Brother Patrick is with us, we want you to go to the University of Washington in Seattle. So I went up there for a year, and I thought, I learned some things. One thing in particular was, you know what? You don't really know everything. And also that human beings were messy, right? We don't have these little nice little neat boxes that we can all kind of fit into. Life is messy. I said, okay, good to know. So after my residency year, I went back to St. Albert's for 4 more years of study. Building upon the philosophical studies we now had 4 years of theological studies. So as smart as we human beings are, there's only so much we can know, right? Then God says, you're doing very well. And he looks down at us and says, if you want to make it up here, I got to tell you a couple things that you'll never figure out on your own. And that's what theology is, the study of revelation, the study of God. One of the greatest things I learned about God was that God is love. When you start looking at John's writings in particular, his gospels and letters, you see that theme again and again and again. God is love. John tells us God loved the world so much, he sent his son into the world. And that we know that his son laid down his life out of love for us so that we could have eternal life. So love is at the center of our relationship with God. After ordination, I spent a year in campus ministry at the University of Arizona in Tucson, and that was just like deer in the headlights for a year. What ribbon am I supposed to use, and what liturgical day is it, and am I supposed to wear this color, and why are you dressed, you know? So for the first year, you're just kind of freaking out, like, how do I be a priest? Then for the next 3 years, the province said, we want you to do internal ministry. We want you to do development. We want you to beg. I learned after 3 years, I don't like doing that. So the province, in its mercy, said, we're going to put you back into pastoral work. So I spent 3 years before I came here as an associate pastor down in L.A., and I've been with you now for 6 years here as your pastor in Benicia. And over these 9 years, I've seen all of the philosophical and theological studies come to life. We are an incarnational people. We believe that our God came down and took our nature upon himself. So God knows us literally inside out and backwards. He created us and he became one of us all at the same time, right? So he really understands human nature. Because of this, I think it's interesting in today's gospel. What is that commandment that he gave to us in today's gospel? He commanded us to love one another. And you might think, well, if I love somebody, why do I have to be commanded to love them? Shouldn't there be like, you know, wine and roses and chocolates and dancing and all those fun things? If I love somebody, I should want to do all these things for them. Well, as you all know, the honeymoon eventually ends, right? And then we all know that being in a loving relationship with people can be hard at times, can be very, very difficult at times. That calls us to have this sacrificial love, which is that love is at the relationship, the center of our relationship with God. Being a pastor taught me this. There's times I said, you know what? I'd really rather watch the football game than go sit in a finance committee meeting again. But you know what? Guess what? You got to do it. There are times when the phone rings at ungodly hours of the morning. You need to get to the hospital right away. You feel like saying, call Father Brett. No, you know, be like, you know what? Okay, I got to go. I got to go. Got to get up. Got to go. I talked about fundraising earlier. You guys hate being begged for. We hate asking for it. But you know what? You got to do it. These are things that you have to do. True love says it's not about me. True love says that, you know what? You have to do the right thing. Whether it's fun or not, you have to do the right thing. And this is one of the greatest lessons that you guys have taught me. You have taught me how to love like a father. You call me Father Jerome, and it's a term of endearment, and I love when you guys do that. But there's responsibility with that. As a father, the buck, in a sense, stops here. As a spiritual father, I had the privilege of baptizing you, hearing your confessions, witnessing your confirmations and marriages, burying you. So a few more I'd like to have buried, but God's time, not mine, you know? That is a joke, okay? They laughed at the other masses. All right, you guys are uptight. Fair enough. These experiences, says plural, and many more, have again taught me how to love, showed me what love is. Because of these past 6 years here in Benicia, and I guess my 3 years in LA, I now have an answer. I have an answer to my friend who asked me a question. It's probably over 20 years ago now. Why do you want to be a priest? And the answer is love. The love you've given me and the love that I have for you. This is why God has called me to be a priest, and this is why I stand here before you. When I was looking at the readings for this week, and I kind of laughed when I read it, really, seriously, because it's kind of apropos. It says, my children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment, love one another. As I have loved you, so you should also love one another. I will never be able to thank you enough for allowing me to be your pastor, and I'll never be able to tell you how much I love you.